after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And you tuned in to a crazy episode. Every Wednesday, we bring you what we call Hump Day After Dusk.
And, yeah, just kind of a play on words, of course. You put two and two together. Because sometimes we do talk about humping on Hump Day. We did do a show on Monday. Our girl, Nay, is out of commission at the moment. She will be back soon. So when she comes back, you got to be ready to work with her with open arms. But today, I'm holding the show down by myself. So some of you who may have not, you know, who may be first listeners to the show, or, you know, you've been listening, you know, not too long. You know, we were basically, you know, when I first started, you know, pretty much most of the shows I did were by myself. So, and of course, up throughout the course of doing the show as well. So, it's, you know, this is kind of what built me, like, just doing, being able to hold a show down by yourself, which I would tell you that you can hold an entire show down by yourself. I'm not really have guests on in the same, because I didn't even book a guest today either. So, yes. So, if you can hold an entire show down without any guests or without any co-hosts, then that's what helps strengthen you to be able to be a strong host. And, heck, when you have the extra help, now it's an added bonus. So, I always tell people, if you want to know how to become better, host a show by yourself. Don't have any guests. Don't have any guest co-hosts. None of that. Because if you can hold a show down by yourself and be compelling and interesting enough, and not just sound like you're mailing it in, it's going to really build you. It's going to help build you to be a stronger host. I recommend that you all that's in this, that you try doing that, because you never really know. Like, people always say, man, it's a good show. But a lot of people don't realize, yeah, a lot of times some of these shows are good, only as good as the guests they book or the amount of co-hosts they have. So, yeah, anyone can, like, I feel that anyone can really have a good show if you have a lot of extra pieces going on. So, simple as that. All right, so kind of fill you guys in on stuff since we have been since last Wednesday.
It's a lot of stuff, man. I will be. Part of when I'm doing the show for myself, I tend to do a couple of news stories. So yeah, I do bear with me. I will be going through a couple of those. One of the main reasons why I will be because it's a lot of stuff I just want to shed light on and just keep people lifted in prayer. So I will be talking about some of those stories. But yeah, top of the show. So I was just thinking this over the past few days, and one thing I will say, like, I've been having a very strong week. There's been a lot of positive energy. Had one little negative mishap that happened this week, but other than that, I can't complain. Guys really been working wonders, but it's also too because I decided to help manifest the positive energy and continue making it stronger and stronger. So you can definitely tell. But it's been such a great move. I can't really explain it, man. It's lots of different factors. So many different factors that go into it, but yeah, I'm very happy this week. It's been very strong, and thank you guys so much. So yeah, a big news story. I will be going on another cruise. I'm here soon. I'm in August. So that'll be another time where, guess what, we won't be having shows. So yeah, I'm letting you guys know that ahead of time. There won't on the week of August 14th. On the weekdays, so August 14th, August 15th, August 16th, those days we will not be having shows. I will be out or in sea, so there will be no shows at the time. Now, on this one, it'll be a shorter cruise, a few days shy of the last one. Last one was 7 days, it'll be 5 days. So I'll be going to, on this five-day one particularly, I'll be pretty much throughout Mexico. Because people don't really understand, like, when you go on a cruise, how things work. So, for instance, with this one, it'll be a sea day. Then we go Progreso, out of Mexico. Then we'll be going to Cozumel, Mexico, the next day. And then one final sea day, and then we'll be back in the USFA. But great thing is, where I'll be departing from this time is going to be interesting. So that's another destination in itself. Last time I was leaving out of Galveston, which is kind of cool too. Galveston is dope vibe, and although the water smells, it's still kind of a dope vibe. I liked how they had everything just so set up and whatnot, and how the hotel was right above the ocean. It was right next to the ocean. I could literally walk across the street and then bam, I'm on the beach. But yeah, so Galveston was pretty cool port to come out of, but I'm excited because of the place I'm getting ready to go for this one to leave out of. Been dying to go, and now I'm going. New Orleans, man. I'll be in New Orleans. Oh God, so good to me. I'll be in New Orleans, so I'm excited, man. So excited. And it's, you know, people know me, man. One thing's been kind of stressful, and I'm kind of like, you know, as I was talking about earlier about being and getting high spirits. One of the things that happened was this week that I kind of talked about, and I dropped it on Facebook, is I've been eliminating a lot of stress. As a matter of fact, I said that today. I've been eliminating a lot of stress. Like basically what you need to do to eliminate, you need to be, in order to eliminate it, you need to first, I know that sounds like
why isn't that self-explanatory, but not necessarily. You need to be able to be perfect. You need to know how to correctly identify the sources of the stress. Yeah, and then once you identify that, you need to be then from that point, you need to eliminate it as much as possible. Sometimes you're in some situations where you can't necessarily completely eliminate a source of stress, but you can find the root of that place. Of if you're, let's say if it's your job, you figure out what stresses you got about it, and if it's something that can be fixed to be able to alleviate the stress, then cool. If not, I know some people might think it's irresponsible, but you might want to keep it moving around. There's no use to being miserable in your life every freaking day. So, yeah, I stress that enough, man. Eliminate the stress, level of stress as much as you can. Like, one of my stressful moments, and I'm not going to sit here in front of nobody, I'm going to keep it 100, is sometimes the city I live in drives me absolutely nuts. Now, and the thing is, I've always said this because I always said this aspect, like, sometimes we jump away and we go to another area and we go live there not ready to fully live another area. But sometimes it's not necessarily that you need to move from the area you're in. You need to not be there as much. Like, you need to travel as much as you can. And I said that I was strong on I wanted to travel a lot. I can't. What's crazy? One of my goals at the top of this year was to travel more. I've been doing it this summer, so much traveling. And I'm just so thankful because that's part of what makes me not be as stressed out. What was stressful was coming back because I knew I had to redeal with stuff again. And that's sometimes you get to do. You have to understand, it's not you can't eliminate, again, you can't eliminate stress, but you at least need to try to find a way to make the situation work best for you. So, yeah, it's sometimes this city drives me nuts. And the thing is, I feel unappreciated sometimes. I'm not afraid to come out and tell the truth about that. I feel unappreciated that I'm putting in work, and if you don't act a cookie cutter a certain type of way, or you're not kissing a bunch of ass, then people don't see the same way. Or on another spectrum, if you're not treating people like trash, like shit, they act like people find that weird. So that's pretty much the dynamic of that, man. But that's enough about me, about what I got coming up as far as little stuff at the beginning of the show. We got some topics. I will be coming right to the top after this song break. I'll be talking about some of the news stories. A lot of them happened today, man. This is stressful. But we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it so we can be able to somehow try to cope and move on. All right, so here we go. This is my boy B. King featuring Fat Pimp. This is Smile.
Let me see that look. Off trick.
bend over, let me see it. I'm plug up, bitch, and a trick I couldn't did. I can't pay for no pussy, I just want it, I don't need it. Get that bread, get that head, then your number, I delete it. Big King, bitch, I'm in a bin, getting head on 610. From a bitch and that bitch friends in the backseat, straight tweeting about it. I got paper, they know it. I got paper, I'ma throw it. Pop that pussy, bitch, throw it. Back that ass up, I'ma tow it. I only fuck with pole killers, pussy poppin', dough rillers. Money on her mind, but she want most thrillers. She don't need shit from no nigga. She say B King, they the rap nigga and the trap nigga all the same. Both y'all niggas annoying, cause y'all phones ring all day. Hold up, but I know that pussy mine. Throw that ass back and rewind. Tattoos on her ass, she fine. She got me stalking her on Vine. If eating pussy was a crime, then I'd be free. Throw that ass back for club, go to Fat P-I-M-P. Let me know.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life of the Does Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. That was B King featuring Fat Pimp with Smile. Which, man, the term smile, man, I can't do it in some of this crazy stuff going on. Back to back, man, three news stories. This crazy, man. So much stuff going on. I'm going to start international news first. And then work our way back into the American soil. All right, so first I'm going to start this because, man, so much stuff going on over there in the UK. Is just ridiculous. Man, I don't know what to say. Hopefully, man, things will start to get better because, man, it's a scary thing out there, man. And I got somebody about to be in that area. I hope that they're going to be safe. It's hopefully safe, man. None of this crazy, these crazy things going on affect them. All right, so we'll start with this, and this is coming from BBC.com. Shout out to BBC News. So apparently, a London fire leaves 12 dead in the Grenfell Tower blaze. So 12 people have died in the west
London Tower block known as the Greenfield Tower. And the number of deaths is expected to rise, police have said. Firefighters rescued 65 people from Greenfield Tower Inn of North Kensington after they were called at 54, that's 12:54 for those that don't know, BST. And witnesses said people were trapped in the tower block and that some jumped from windows in an effort to escape. Theresa May said that there will be a full investigation, and if there are any lessons to be learned, there will be. It is understood that several hundred people will have been in the block when the fire broke out, or most of them were sleeping. The tower had around 120 flats. The cause of the fire remains unknown. The ambulance service says 68 patients were taken to six hospitals across London, with 18 in critical care. A further 10 patients made their own way to the hospital. But many people are unaccounted for, and loved ones have appealed on social media for information. Among them is 12-year-old Jessica Ivano Ramirez, a 66-year-old retired lorry driver, Tony Dyson, and security guard Mo Taku, a British national from Eritrea. So, yeah, it's crazy out there, man. It's just so crazy to hit the hear, man. Like, fires, man. Especially the people who they haven't been to find out if their loved one was is dead or alive or whatever. It's, man, that's a tough pill to swallow. And I just pray that everybody, man, can find a way through that, man. The UK has been taking so many hits lately. They had the Ariana Grande thing going on. Or I won't say it was Ariana Grande that did it, but it happened at an Ariana Grande concert. And it's just ridiculous that so much stuff is going on there, man. UK, they've been kind of under wraps as far as making news, but they've been making news so much lately, and a lot of it's sad news. So just keep the people over in London in your prayers, man. All right. I got a question for y'all. What can Brown do for you? Well, not a damn thing at this moment for this problem. This happened in San Francisco. A shooting at UPS Center in San Francisco kills 4 people. A man opens fire on employees inside of a downtown package delivery facility before taking his own life. A driver armed with a handgun opened fire at a United Parcel of Service Incorporated package sorting of a center in San Francisco on Wednesday, killing 3 people before fatally killing himself as officers closed in. A Wednesday shooting prompted a massive police response in a neighborhood near the California city's downtown area. San Francisco Assistant Police Chief of Tony Chaplin told journalists the employee killed 3 people and wounded 2 others before turning the gun on himself. The man opened fire while the workers were gathered for their daily morning meeting before they were due to head out on their delivery routes, UPS spokesman Steve Galt told the Associated Press. The victims, like the gunmen, were also company drivers, he confirmed. Zuckerberg of San Francisco General Hospital received the victims, according to spokesman Brent Andrew, but he did not know exactly how many. Police offered no explanation as to possible motive for the shooting, but Chaplin told a news conference the shooting was not an act of terrorism. Police recovered
two firearms from the UPS facility, including the murder weapon, which they describe as an assault pistol. Auto shop owner Robert Kim said he heard 5 to 8 rapid gunshots. The next thing he knew, he said, a mob of UPS drivers was running down the street screaming, "Shooter, shooter." Uniformed UPS employees were later led out in the line by officers next to a highway. They walked away calmly with emergency vehicles nearby and gathered nearby outside a restaurant. So, I want to go ahead and go into this because, you know, it's kind of a connection to something I've dealt with. I have dealt with shooting, but one of the things I will say I learned, and I just pray to God, like, because you never know until you get in a situation, I pray to God that my mind activates itself to be able to be ready for this. I took an active shooter, an active shooter training course at work, and they, you know, they kind of just taught it so that you know, so that you could be prepared. And it was basically called run. It was, the gist of it was run, hide, or fight. And depending on where the potential or now active shooter is, that you had to determine which one of those techniques you're going to use. If they were far enough away and they couldn't see you where you were at, you can, it's best to hide. Find a way to hide somewhere to keep yourself out of harm's way as best as possible. Because sometimes enough people are hiding, it can be a deterrent to slow down, you know, slow down the killing that he might try to enact. Now, the other one was run. So if you can't get to a hiding spot fast enough, run your behind like crazy till you get somewhere. You can get to where it's safer, whether you can get outside the building or whatever, find a way away from that shooter, man. That shooter, find your way away from him. And then there's fight. There's a thing I do, and it's not me being paranoid. It's not just me being paranoid. It's me being prepared in case anything happens. Because you don't know. You don't know you're going to wake up tomorrow and someone said, and you're like, whoop de doo doo doo, go to the office. Oh, somebody feels like killing some people today. You don't know that. You got to, so you got to be prepared at all times. So I got a habit to where I look around the entire area that I'm located in, and I'm always looking at stuff in case some crazy person decides they want to start acting a fool and shooting at me or shooting around the room, and I have to go to the fight method. I'm looking at the stuff that's closest to me, something that's going to be easy to grab and wound the person enough. That's what I'm looking for. So that's of that. But back to this situation, man, that's just crazy, man. Like, people just being able to just, you know, act a freaking fool and just shooting this. You know, he took his own life. Like, now, I'm not trying to say, I mean, now, here's my thing. I'm up here getting crazy about me saying something about suicide. But, man, people, if you go, I mean, you killed yourself after all that. So, if you were playing with a kill yourself anyway, why didn't you just take your own life to begin with? Because now you're being, because now you're involved with other people who didn't need to go. You gotta be what? That's a jackass move. Like, if you go, like, if you try to shoot people, you know, if, I don't want people to be out here killing themselves. But man, if it's a choice between, yes, if there's absolutely no choice, and y'all know how we are on this show, we'll be unfiltered. If there's absolutely no choice, you need to point the gun at yourself and not involve other people. I'm so sick of hearing this where y'all run around killing a bunch of people, and then because you're a freaking coward, you kill yourself. Sick of it, man. All right, so here's the last story. And by the way, the last story is by Al Jazeera. Thank you, AlJazeera.com. The last one is by Time.com, famously known for Time magazine. So this is another big story that we're going on. Chiefs Elise was shot at a congressional baseball practice, and here's what you will need to know. Multiple people were shot, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. While Republican lawmakers were practicing for a congressional baseball game at a Virginia field on Wednesday, officials, according to officials, a suspect was taken into custody and later died, according to President Donald Trump. A total of five victims were taken to the hospitals, according to police. And here's what you know, need to know about the shooting. So what happened was gunfire erupted at a baseball field at the dang OK Corral in Eugene Simpson Stadium Park in Alexandria, Virginia, where Republican Congress members were practicing for an annual charity game, according to police and witnesses. Who was hurt, by the way? Five people were taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds, and including, again, Shalise and the shooter, according to the FBI. Shalise was hit in the hip and is undergoing surgery at a MedStar Washington Hospital Center. His office said in a statement, MedStar said, Wednesday afternoon, Shalise was critically injured and is in critical condition. Although his office had said hours earlier that he was in stable condition. According to MedStar, the congressman remains in critical condition as of late Wednesday and will need several more surgeries. The hospital says that Shalise was hit by a single gunshot in the left hip after which the bullet traveled across his pelvis, fracturing bones, injuring internal organs, and causing severe bleeding. The 51-year-old Louisiana lawmaker is the number three House Republican leader and was elected to the House in 2008. The other three people transported to the hospital while with gunshot wounds were Special Agent Crystal Griner, a U.S. Capitol police officer, Zach Barf, a congressional staffer for Representative Roger Williams, and Matt Mika, a lobbyist for Tyson Foods and the company's government relations director. Huh. Man, people just shooting for, and this goes to my point I was talking about I was telling a person most recently, like, I don't get why people think it's so freaking cool to show off their guns. Like, that stuff is whack, man. Like, walking around being braggadocious about having a gun is really whack to me. And if you think it's cool that I never want to hear anything, I want to hear your take on gun violence ever. Like, walk the hell down the street and don't talk to me about gun violence of any sort, because you're only contributing to the problem. The point of having a gun, if it's even needed, is for defense. It's for hunting and defense. If you're not defending yourself, there's no need for you to be being braggadocious about your gun. To me, you know, sometimes you're welcoming on conflict by bragging so much about having a gun. So just get your gun, you know, go train and all that, and just keep it in silence. Don't help, because, man, sometimes what you might be doing too is you might be doing the advertising for people that's going to know you got a gun, and now they're going to try to steal it from you, and heck, you know, Lord knows what. So y'all got to get it together out here, man. Get it together. All right, so when I come back from this song break, it'll be a little more fun, I promise. I'll be doing some of our regular segments. We didn't do the six because we didn't do the Monday show, so I will do the six, and then I'll be doing crickets of the week as well. So we'll be after this music break. We'll be back with that. Let's go. Well, for this music break, my boy DJ Chose, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go, I'm around my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. No, 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 I ain't no back down the ramp, no.
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real, real, they love it when they see that phone. Said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm my tool, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told him, man, I got a brick for eight. I told that wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real here, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real here, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't no bad guy.
Nobody, one to
you. I ain't no bad guy, rap, no.
Luciano, SCBZ Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jump, but I ain't never ran. Kick it to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these problems, make me come out of retirement. Grip my, I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flows all rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they double up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a hater head behind my bro. DJ Joe, let him know. Showing now, I'm at him. Get your drugs.
Here I go, I'm rap my shit. Here I go, I'm rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm rap my shit.
One, probably lost one if you ain't got one. Take me, I bet I can embrace.
to say payback, I don't need ya. Movements be too mimetic. And Rel P keep on coming like an addict. Felicia, get this cookie for I leave ya. Let me cook.
Confirmation for sure. They let me know she will be back on Monday, so she'll be back on the Monday show. So I'll be back to two again. So yes, big ups to that. And man, I just realized I got this description to show F to about the butt. I'm gonna say how to dust Mondays in the description. Effing up. They just let y'all behind the red curtain way too much. But anyways, man, I wanted to go in. Oh, I got the six for this week. I'll be talking about that now, and then I'll be going to Cricket of the Week, which our Cricket of the Week. So I'll be explaining each segment, how it all works. So, first off, the six is a top six list of things compiled based off a certain topic. Every week we pick one, and we list off six things depending on what that topic is. We also have what we do. It's a segment I do every week called Crickets of the Week, which we acknowledge people who aren't worth getting the time of day. We do kind of say some stuff, but really they're not worth words, so they just get a bunch of crickets. So yes, that's what you had to look forward to on the duration of the show for today. So, first off, we'll go for my six. The six. Ooh-wee. Now, this will be fun because usually I allow guests or me and Nate both do it, but it's going to be me by myself doing the six. That means I got all six items. Oh, it's going to be trouble. So, the six for this week is just like unprofessionalism at its best. Top six things of top six instances of unprofessionalism by its best. I'll be as general as possible, but some stuff might get very specific, so you might bear with me. So, one thing I will say, people have to understand. My number one, if you especially, because people get so twisted when someone is shoot like
So in this industry, you know, there's something called TFP, which is trade for, obviously trade for, trade for differently. Is we TFCD was trade for a CD. A lot of times people use TFP more so for trade for picks or prints. Prints is what it usually means, but a lot of times pretty much the print can be, it can more so mean digital as well. So some people get so twisted when someone is shooting them TFP-wise. If a person, and if a photographer takes his time or his day to do TFP and shoot with you, then you gotta be, man, no one has time for BS. Like, you need to be on point, because they could be charging your ass, but they're not charging you at the moment. So they don't charge you. Be thankful and be mindful of that, and always come on your P's and Q's. Because I can't stand people who just completely flake and or reschedule. How are you gonna reschedule something after the occurrence of when the time was happening? Like, you can pick that's the difference between, yeah, I make an update, but y'all can't be saying reschedule. If the time went by already, it's not a reschedule anymore. It's a canceled date. And now you're picking a new date. Rescheduling, being cognizant, your reschedule needs to happen reasonably. If it's not an emergency, and don't make up BS of what an emergency is. If it's not an emergency, it needs to be several hours. Several. I prefer a 24-hour period. It'd be before 24 hours of the time that you're supposed to be shooting. Why, you ask? Because especially when it's costing you money to book venues, nothing is worse than to be spending money and blowing it. So I'm telling y'all, get together. Make sure you hit people on time. So I guess I'm going to change my six instead of pet peeves. I'm going to give you six things that you need to be doing. Another thing. Your social media presence. I know people say, "Hey, I made a separate page, this, that, and third," but it doesn't help if you promote your personal page left and right, and you put all your model and stuff on your personal page. You need to separate your brands, man. If you feel like me personally, because my brand is being very open. That's part of what my brand is about. Then, you know, I don't really, you know, I share a lot of myself on here. Unless, you know, there's something I don't like, I'm not going to, my rule is this, I'm not just going to volunteer information. If you ask me, then I'll tell you. But if you don't ask me, I'm not going to share it. Like, if you ask for my love life, I'd be completely honest, but I'm not going to sit there and just a volunteer information. You helping people be nosy that's too scared to come ask you the question in the first place. Because if we really want to know, they come ask me on stuff. Some people, they don't want to ask you because they don't want to be known out in the wind that they are trying to be in your business, and they might be trying to sabotage your business, whether it be personal or record business. So I just said social media, man, like, take it to, like, it's serious business, man. Like, I'm going to expound on this number two. When it comes to business, it's social media, doing that. Make sure that your stuff, like, people get lazy and they put that in the little bios. They always want to be smart. So many people want to be smart asses and don't want to put one there. We actually don't write a damn book, but man, be descriptive about yourself. If you're afraid to talk about yourself, then why would I want to deal with you? If you don't want to talk about yourself, why should I have confidence in you? Feel free to talk about yourself. You are your biggest promoter. That's what the point of bio is. It's not to be tedious on you. It's for you to give a quick identifying thing. I mean, you got, because some people get so worn out about you don't have to tell all your, you don't have to tell your life story. Just break down your professional career, dumbass. Goodness. I think that's part of what people get so overwhelmed about when it comes to doing these bios. It's about, the bio is simply about promoting you as a brand. It's not about trying to gouge your personal business. If you decide to put your personal business into the bio, that's on you. But it's all about promoting your brand. A quick synopsis of promoting your brand. And while you at it, man, make sure that you, well, somebody not get the crickets today, because I'm like, I'm all places in social media thing. I'm passionate about that. Make sure that you post, spread your posts out. If you're a person that doesn't shoot often, then you need to spread your photos out, spread your photos out, so that you're not like going several months. Like, man, I don't know how y'all do that. Several months without posting. If you like, y'all be wanting, and make sure you get spread it out. For me, I look at this personally. Like, depending on, look at the volume of stuff you got, and then determine your frequency of time on how you promote it. Sometimes, some of us, we need to be promoting a bunch of pictures back to back. Why don't you promote a different one every day? Drop it like that. That way you keep continue to stay on the top of people's minds on their social feeds, and not just you on the bulk of one day and then they don't see you again. You're making it too easy for them to forget about you. Also, don't be afraid to talk to other people. Stop waiting around for someone to come tap you. This isn't a goddamn some freaking Sadie Hawkins end. Go talk to people, man, and meet and network. I can't stress that enough, man. Network with people, man. Don't just be sitting there acting like waiting for, well, I wonder when they're going to hit me up like that. Stop to say, this is a business. This isn't, people always want, you know, this isn't a dating service. And y'all complain about dating in this industry sometimes. Well, because y'all treat it like one. Like, be the aggressor, man, and take a chance on yourself. That shy shit, throw out the window. So, yeah. I pretty much, you know, I go on social media all day. So let me get these other four on the list. Four out of six. All right, so number three. Make sure, man, if you're a model, because a lot of people won't be taken serious as professional models. As a professional model, you need to be, have a minimal look ready. A person, and when I say minimal look, pretty much at any given time, if so, you know, as far as modeling, it's your you need to be ready to go. Because this whole thing of, I mean, I've done this all the time where people didn't have their hair done, so I don't have my hair done, and all that, or they weren't waxed, all that kind of stuff. Man, you need to be ready. You know, you ain't got to get ready when you stay ready. And, first people hit me up, oh, man, you can shoot a lot of times. Like, that's all I got is stuff going on. I've usually got my stuff charged up. And pretty much, if it's not packed already, it can be as close enough to be packed right away. Y'all need to be ready to go, man. Have a minimal stuff at least, have basic looks together. I recommend that. Have basic, at least know where the stuff is at right away, so that you're not running around like a chicken with your head cut off. And then anything that calls for something a little different, then you need to responsibly plan this out, you know, enough time to make sure you got yourself ready. So Yeah. Can't stress that enough. Number four. On the six, things that you as a model need to be more cognizant of doing is, which is kind of go a different part of preparation, make sure that you're ready to work, man. Like, there's nothing more annoying than a person is like, I'm like, be ready to work. I don't need all this extra nonsense you got to go through, man. You get high or whatever, do that way before the shoot so that you got at your system, did it. Now you can feel like you did something, bam, let's go. Or you take your shot, some people take shots before it. Do what you need to do before you get to the, before it happens. But I stress this so much. Stop being so engaged in vices to where you do too much and you're not able to perform. Because some of y'all be extra high and you're not being attentive, and that's just fucking annoying. And that makes the shoot take time. And the one thing that's the most valuable thing in the world is time. So do not waste anyone's time. Come correct. Don't be coming in extra drunk. None of that crap. So be prepared to perform. Number five on the six, which is the top six list of things. For models being more conscious of stuff. And that is the company you keep, man. The company that you keep. Be mindful of that. That affects so much the model industry, because the company you keep tends to have you acting, putting an image out on Facebook, put on social media, you don't necessarily want out there. I'm not saying like if you're having like fun or whatever, but I mean like were you being like you fighting, being disrespectful, all that. Why should I, if you want to try to make money in this someday, why should I have to sit there? Why should I, as the person that's trying to potentially pay you, or not necessarily me, or someone that's going to pay you sometime soon in the future, why would they want to, that's like a regular job, because you get paid so it's a job. Like a regular job, they're not going to take a bunch of irresponsible-ass people. They're not going to pay them because it makes them look bad. Especially, y'all trying to be brand, how can you be a brand ambassador when you're always in the shit? Like, be a real brand ambassador. Be more conscious of the stuff you do. And a bunch of fighting and petty stuff is not, does not warrant you being paid. Which goes to another point in that same list. If I ask you for some references, your ass need to be ready before me to prepare me some references and get the hell over it. And It goes to show something. I asked a person to give me their people, and their references, none of them have sent me back anything yet. That says a lot to me that a person, the people who you shot with, did not find it important enough to write to say something about you. So, hey, I do that because why should I put my money over people only? People who pay you don't even have time to say what they don't say something. It says a lot. If I enjoy myself with a model or whatever, I make sure I let it be known. All right, number six, and then we get ready. I'm going to enter out. Thank you, Bridge, with me in my ear, going up, over and over. number six. Which is the most important thing, have fun, man. Have fun while you do this. Like, make this job, make this whether it's just a hobby or it's something that you want to completely pursue, that you seriously want to pursue professionally. Have fun while you do it. Have fun. Because otherwise, you just going to be, you feel like you're going through the motions. And that's why I said, even when some of these incidents stress me out with some people, I find a way to still have fun. And just, you know, that's what makes me wake up and make it part of my time on any given day to be ready to do the radio show, to be ready to do the magazine, to run my own website, to do photography, whatever. It's because I try to have fun and I do this stuff. And every morning I wake up, I think about them. So guess what? That means I'm going to put more and more work into them. That is the six for this week. No crickets or no Seduction 101 for this week. But again, Nate will be back on Monday, so I'm happy about that. Can't wait to chop it up with her. But I don't really let people behind the curtain like this kind of level, but I'm going to thank God, man. I feel like he really carried me to the show today. And it's a pretty strong show. No, again, no guests, no guest co-hosts. Just doing a solo dolo and really get to that root of being able to, for people really see this straight for a while of when I tell you about me doing this stuff, why I take it so seriously, and you get to see that one-on-one about how I am about it. So thank you everyone that's listening. Already is live or archived. I'll be able to always see all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDY letter J. Is also on iTunes. It's on the Stitcher radio app. It's also on the TuneIn radio app. Just type in Dust Spot Radio Network and you'll be able to find the show. So there we go, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and all the love and support that everyone continually shows. Again, thank you, everyone. I'll be rolling out, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J, or if there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to an episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy, Teddy J. And I'll leave you with this post-service announcement we give every hump day. And that is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we're out, y'all. Peace.